Hello?
Hey, yo, Mizurek. It's Pete from Cardiff. The call dropped.
Oh, okay.
He told you.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, I was also saying that I forgot about I needed a computer. My computer was not working properly, and then as a result of that, you know, I can't use, like, email and all those. Those are very important and immediate. So, and the fax machine is also getting old and is not working properly. So those two items needed.
Computer
to
plus
well.
Fax machine.
Right.
What do you have? Maybe 2,000 for the both, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, just about there. Just a guess. And nothing
about,
has to be set in stone. All right, so that moves our equipment from probably somewhere between 12,000 to 17,000 in total.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, okay, so we were right in the middle of the capital conversation. You say
right.
You could use about 20,000 to 25,000 in capital.
Right.
Give me your shopping list. So the advertising, what would be allocated towards that about? 10,000?
At least 10,000 to 15,000 because we're going to need to do some website updating as well as putting some stuff in the internet as well as, you know, putting advertising in a different, you know, media and stuff because it's just because you've been here too long, you know, that
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that, you know, because a lot of people move around here. This is a Boston and it's a student. I mean, education.
There's so many schools up there. I'm very familiar with the area.
Yeah.
I'm from New York originally, so.
Oh, so you're from New York, right?
Mm.
You're in New York? Yeah, so it's similar, but the people move around. They don't stay in one place, you know.
I got you. Okay, so a little advertising. So you said something about maybe you want to do a different kind of media. Are you doing any direct mail?
Not direct mail. I don't think I have time to do that. But, you know, if I can get somebody to help me, that's also another thing, like sending flyer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I may have to hire somebody part-time to do that.
Understandably. So have you've done advertising in the past. How long has it been? 10 years? 5 years?
Yeah, we haven't done, I would say about 2.5 years more than that. I haven't done any advertising. People just coming because they know we're here. But you'll see the decline from a new customer.
So when you did do this advertising about 2-3 years ago, what kind of return on investment did you see? Was it the same kind of advertising, or did you do direct mail, or is it some of the
no,
same?
No, we didn't do direct mail, but we did with something on the internet. We did some community radio. And then community, the area newspaper, the South End, and all those things, you know, little thing, but you will reach out the area because the area is a very good area. A lot of residents go out. There's a lot of professional people live in the area. So we just have to reach them.
Do you know which one of those three mediums worked the best for you? Which ones do you think were the most effective? Hard to keep track?
Most people, internet, they will say, you know, we saw you on the internet, we saw you on this thing, on YouTube, you know, we've seen this and that. But that's the most, I guess, accessible to a lot of people. But
how much did you spend on that campaign?
Probably, I spent maybe about $8,000, something like that.
Okay. And are you planning on going with the same company again? Or you want to switch it up, do a different advertising firm?
We can do the same or different. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I can call them and find
okay.
out. Yeah.
So you said you spent around $8,000. What kind of return on investment would you say? I know it's a little bit hard to quantify.
It's hard to figure out, but you could tell it was busy. It brought a lot of people. You know, they tell you, you know, oh, we saw your ad on this thing and they bring some people with them, and usually, so, it was good, it was busy, you know.
So you think it's definitely something that had a significant positive impact on the business,
sure?
Okay, definitely. Okay, so, as long as it worked before, because sometimes, you know, maybe it's not the right advertising type for the area, or, you know, some people put in $10,000 and, you know, spend all this money on marketing, and then don't really see too much of a pickup.
We have to see that, otherwise I wouldn't spend money.
Good, I understandably. Perfect. Okay, so you're allocating around 10 to 15,000. So you're just planning on maybe spending another $10,000 on fixing the place up, I'm assuming?
Right, right.
Okay. And what are you planning to fix?
You mean in terms of renovation?
Yeah, like renovation, remodel, like painting, things like that.
Not much, but there's like the place needed painting, and there are some stuff also that, you know, like tiles and stuff in the kitchen that's coming off that need to be adjusted, you know, and you know, some of the things are getting really old, so.
Okay. So just kind of cosmetic things here. You're not really painting the whole restaurant, just a little bit here and there is what I'm getting at.
No, the whole restaurant needed painting. It's
okay, whole restaurant. Do you have a quote on that? How much that would cost you?
No, I didn't. I'm just assuming from the past experience, probably about 5,000 to 7,000 maximum.
Okay, so most of the money is going to be used for painting, and then, you know, another like 2,000 or 3,000 here and there, you know, with the remodel. Perfect, perfect.
Right.
Okay, so Mizrak, have you, you know, looked into financing elsewhere? Have you gone to your bank yet?
No, I didn't go to the bank. Usually I do like, I get information just like yours, so that's what I used in the past. You know, from a different company. So,
tell me about your past working capital experiences and who you worked with. It just helps us out on our end, just knowing what you've dealt with before and what your experiences have been.
Whenever it's urgent needed for cash flow, because there are times that it's just a business slowdown, and there's some months it's busy, some months it goes down according to the area or, you know, what's going on. Like summer is not busy for us. Winter is busy, so it's different income you have. So at that time, sometimes, you know, we needed some cash flow to do some payment or something. You know, I took some loan and, you know, make the payments.
What was the last one you did? Do you remember who it was with? And kind of a little bit of background on it.
If I remember correctly, it's Can Capital.
Very familiar with them.
Yeah.
And do you remember how much money you took out? And you know,
no, I don't. It's more than 20,000. And then, you know, you have to pay them more than that.
Was it daily payments?
Weekly.
Weekly? What was your payment like? Do you remember? Or?
It's not much. It's 211 or something.
Okay. And do you still have that loan currently, or is that all paid off?
Just a little bit left over, yeah.
Okay.
Majority of it's paid.
What is the balance on that?
Balance is about maybe 12,000.
12,000 left?
Yeah.
When did you first take that out?
I don't remember, but exactly, because I'm not inside and I don't have the information, but I will assume it's about 2015, the end of 15, so I would say like around November.
Okay, and how long was your term on that? Was it a 2 year, 18 months?
It's 18 months.
So when is that going to be? That should be ending right around March?
Yeah, something like that.
One second, I just want to see some numbers here real quick. And we'll get back to that later. But is there any other kind of loans that you have on the business currently? We like to get all the background information of who you're currently working with. Okay, perfect. And Mizrak, how is your personal credit? Is it, would you say, good, bad, in the middle?
It's okay. You know, sometimes I kind of forget. I got so busy. Why is that, something connected to that?
No, we do take a look at your personal credit just, you know, to make sure we can't lend to anybody with like a lien on their house or something, just legalities. But it does come into play sometimes with the equipment. what for the equipment, ideally, what kind of term are you looking at? 36 months, 48 months?
48 months is good.
48 months. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And just to give you a good idea here, if you were doing, like you said, around, let's just say we'll call it 15,000 divided into 48 monthly payments, you'd be looking at the equipment with no interest whatsoever, 312. So, you know, I can't tell you what your payments are, but that would be zero interest. So, you know, around, you know, add on a little bit more to that every month, and that'll give you a ballpark. And as far as the working capital, we can't really give you any quotes yet until we get the paperwork in, because there's very nuanced underwriting that goes on as far as they look at the revenues, and then they will give you a rate based on that, and a capital amount. But what do you do in revenue last year, just top line?
Revenue is about 310,000.
Perfect. Yeah, we definitely should be able to, you know, your needs for the capital line up with your revenues pretty good. We yeah. tend to shoot for around, you know, because on our end, because it is unsecured, we don't want to give you more than, you know, we think your business can handle. So we like to keep it right around 10%, which for you is exactly, you know, what you're looking to do, which is good, because, you know, it just shows that you've got your head on straight. Because some business owners, you know, same $300,000 a year would like to take out $150,000, and it's just, it's unreasonable. Exactly. So you're right in line with that. And, you know, I have been doing a lot of talking. Do you have any other questions? Actually, when are you looking to do this? Yeah, more of an immediate...
When?
Yeah, as far as...
How long does it take to the process?
Once you get me the paperwork on my end, which very easy paperwork, it should take you no longer than about 15 to 20 minutes to do. We can get some feedback in about 24 hours, sometimes a little bit more, but probably one day by this time tomorrow, end of the day tomorrow, if you got it to me right now. And from there, we could tell you what your options are as far as different programs that you've been approved for, and you know, we can continue. So we do move very quickly. Is this something that you're looking to do within the next week or so?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And as far as the capital goes, so very similar to what you had with the CAN capital, it would be daily or weekly payment, depending on which program you qualify for. And would you be open to an 18-month term? Did that work? Something shorter, maybe? Keep in mind that payments will be higher, but you pay it off quicker.
That's not bad. 18 months, yeah, that's fine.
Would you be open to anything? If you had to go one way, would you try and go longer or shorter than that?
Longer,
if anything. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, typically first-time customer, it's right around that 18-month, maybe 12-month. Would 12-month be something you're opposed to completely, or you can make it work?
If it's not possible for 18 months, I can go for that.
Okay. Exactly. Perfect. Yeah, and the equipment, like we said, is a lot longer. It's the 48-month. We also offer 36. Mm-hmm. Okay, so but 48 is pretty much what you're looking to do. Is that similar to what
you did
in the past?
Hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
About 5 minutes. About. Oh, yeah, you can do that. Okay, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
No, don't worry. We're pretty much done here. As far as the equipment, is that similar to what you did in the past, about a 48-month term, something like that?
Right.
Okay. Do you remember what your APR was on that, or?
What's APR?
Your interest rate. What was your interest rate?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm not the detailed person.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm doing a million things, and if I remember all those detailed stuff, oh my god!
Exactly. I used to work in the restaurant industry
as well. I used to do that, not anymore. Yeah.
So, I definitely understand how hectic it is for you owners.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any other questions before we part ways here?
So, what are you looking for in terms of paperwork?
Very simple. Just the applications, one for the equipment and one for the capital. And mm-hmm. 6 months bank statements for the business. The business tax return.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming this will all be in the email as well, so you don't have to write this down. But assuming you take credit cards, your restaurant.
Yeah.
Have 4 months of merchant statements. And like I said, if you don't have the quote for the equipment, that's something we're going to need later. But for right now, as far as I just have a ballpark for about 12 to 17K, that'll do. Mm-hmm. But the quote is something we're going to need, to finish the equipment side of things. And the applications are one page long, just very simple address, mm-hmm. Phone number kind of thing.
Okay, I'm going to give you an email because I don't have email, but one of my family member who works in a different location, I'm using her for now.
Okay, so, perfect. What's the email?
It's spelled KEDI. STA Kedista at yahoo.com.
Perfect. I will send that email over. And do you think you can get me the requested paperwork back today or?
No, I don't. I'm not in town today. Actually, maybe either tomorrow, Friday, or Monday. I will try.
Okay. Perfect. We'll try then. I'll give you a call on Tuesday.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much, Ms. Rock.
Bye-bye.